Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr, or should I say ho, 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 Merry something or other. Well, although its bark was worse than its bite and the no more winter storm warning, winter weather advisory, but it goes until 1 a.m. tomorrow. We could see up to 2 to 3 inches of snow today, but the wind 40 miles an hour later will be a problem. We'll get to the weather forecast coming up. We've got South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson, and then we'll talk about why the farm bill might be tough to get finished this year. But topping our farm news this morning, China's soybean acreage may only slightly increase this year. That's what they said, suggesting output is unlikely to match last year's jump due to soft prices. The world's top soybean importer launched a major effort to increase its production last year and concerns over its heavy reliance on imports. However, an official from the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs said farmers were less willing to plant more of soybeans in 2023. Brazilian soybean port premiums have fallen to historical lows in recent days. Chinese demand is down. Brazilian soybean crop is up. The premiums fell to their lowest point in 19 years. Eduardo Vanin, an analyst with AgriInvest, said, "I had bet at the beginning that the soybean premium would reach minus 50 to minus 60 due to the size of the crop, but this week it went to minus 200 basis points." Hungary has banned imports of honey and certain meat products from Ukraine, in addition to certain grains. That ban in place till June 30th. European Commission said Wednesday would take emergency preventive measures for wheat, corn, sunflower seed, and rape seeds after some Central European countries took unilateral steps to ban imports of food products from Ukraine to protect their own ag sectors and markets. Senators Michael Bennett of Colorado and Roger Marshall of Kansas introduced the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program Improvement Act. The bill would provide the flexibility family farmers and ranchers need to conserve water on working lands while fairly compensating them for retiring their water rights or limiting their water use. It's taken years, but the Iowa legislature gave its final approval to a bill that would allow Iowa residents to buy raw milk fresh from the farm. After several failed attempts in recent years, the Senate approved the bill 37-13, sent to Governor Kim Reynolds for her signature. The bill passed the Iowa House with amendments. It allows producers to sell unpasteurized milk from their farms directly to Iowa residents, as well as cheese, yogurt, ice cream, and other raw milk products. Opponents say it can contain bacteria dangerous to children and could spark a public health outbreak. This is Inside Agriculture, back with South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson, right after a check of opening markets.